Hello?
Hello, sir. I'm calling from Washington Opinion Service. We are conducting a national survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Understand it. Are you registered to vote in Washington, sir?
I am.
And I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you, sir. And what is your age, just for statistical purposes?
63.
Thank you so much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
And would you say somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Glossingham Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
I guess disapproved.
Thank you. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Could be fighting inflation and lowering costs, growing the economy and creating jobs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving roads, border security, climate change, improving K-12 education, combating threats to our democracy, or reducing crime and gun violence. You can select up to two.
The economy and gun violence.
Thank you, sir. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using on a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very favorable, and 0 means that you feel very unfavorable towards them. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Let's start with Donald Trump. From 0 to 100, how favorable it is for you?
0.
Thank you. The next one is Dave Riker.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. What about Mary Glossingham Perez from 0 to 100?
Yes, the congresswoman. 50.
Thank you. What about Joe Kent?
40.
Thank you. The next one is Joe Biden.
70.
And the next one is Bob Ferguson.
I don't know who Bob Ferguson is.
Okay. What about Republicans in Congress from 0 to 100? How favorable are they?
40.
Thank you. And Democrats in Congress?
60.
Thank you, sir. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Mary Glover or Republican Joe Kent?
Mary Glover.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress? Could be fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
No chance.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to ask about some qualities that some people consider important on their member of Congress. You can rate it from 0 to 10, being 0 not important at all, and 10 extremely important. You can use any number. Let's start with this first quality, which is a leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse, from 0 to 10.
10.
Someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and the struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves, from 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. The next one is a fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us, from 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. Someone who puts doing what's right above politics.
Someone who can fix what's wrong. Can you repeat the question?
Someone who puts, yeah, someone who's doing what's right above politics.
Yeah, 8.
Thank you, sir. Someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF. From 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. A moderate who will oppose extremists from the left and from the right.
10.
Thank you, sir. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates, in this case, Mary Lossingham Paris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to support her, and 0 means that it's not a convincing reason to support him. You can use any number. Let's start with Mary is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Mary has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district. As the Colombian stated, quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative. So it is Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than party. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement for you?
And we don't know who made those statements. This is just...
No, sir. It's just some statements that you have made it from people,
okay.
But we don't have exactly the funds.
Okay. So if someone's making a statement, yeah, it's a very convincing. So it's a number 1 to 10?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That would be a 9.
Thank you, sir. The next one says, in February of 2020, Mary miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life wasn't at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so, after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Mary had to walk through a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. Mary believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period, and we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement for you?
10.
Thank you. Mary shows up, she listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Mary made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. From 0 to 10, how convenient is that for you?
10.
Thank you, sir. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I will ask you one more time. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Mary Glossingham Perez or Joe Kent?
The Democrat, Mary.
Thank you, sir. Let me read you a couple of concerns or doubts some people have raised about the candidate Joe Kent. You can tell me from 0 to 10 if that statement gives you serious doubts about supporting him, or 0, that means you don't have any doubts about supporting him for Congress. And the first statement says, we need a leader who will focus on the real everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is Mr. Extremist Partisan Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI and he opposed fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that will make it a quote Antifa super highway, unquote, and that Democrats will use it to send criminals into our district. Nonsense. How does any of that help with the everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? From 0 to 10, how many doubts do you have about support him? Remember, 0 means you don't have any doubts to support him, and 10, you have serious doubts to support him. Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you there? Yes. Sorry.
Yes, I'm here.
I guess 10 would be that I have serious doubts to support him.
Thank you, sir. The next one, Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of the election he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections, and he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. From 0 to 10, how would you rate it?
10.
Thank you, sir. After hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Less likely.
Thank you, sir. Given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress, in your own words?
He believes that the last election was a fraud, and he supported the people who stormed the Capitol.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, sir. Let me continue with the question. Just a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I graduated college.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated,
married,
or divorced? Thank you,
married,
sir. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I have 2.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Thank you, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your kindness helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.